Mishnah Vav Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Here the Mishnah tells us about two people who are both walking through the Rishus HaRabim. Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchim Rishus HaRabim. Two people were walking through the public domain. Echad Rotz Vechad Mahalich. If one of them was running and one of them was walking, or if both of them were running, V'ziku Ze'ezeh, and they damaged each other, Shnei and Peturin, they're both Pater. Why? As Tosis explains, each one of them has caused his own damage. Alternatively, it could be that they damaged each other, not that they did their own damage, but the fact that they had no intention to damage each other, and both of them were active, so they're both Pater. They sort of wash each other out. However, this makes a lot of sense to us in a scenario where both of them were running, which was the second case in the Mishnah. But what about the case where one of them was running and one of them was walking? It would seem that the one of them who is running should be liable. He's the one who's doing something unusual. And the Gemara addresses this and tells us that the case where one of them was running and one of them was walking is specifically and only true when it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because when people are running around trying to get ready for Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it's normal for people to be running in the Rishus HaRabim. But any other day of the week, the person who was running would be held liable. So this is true, of course, if one of them is walking and one of them is running. However, if both of them were running, then even any day of the year, since they are both running, they cancel each other out, and no one would be chayav for the other person's nezek.